Palka. Gunmen launched an attack on a training center on the grounds of Afghanistan's intelligence service in Kabul, a day after dozens of people were killed in an assault on an education institution in the capital. An advisor to the Minister of Interior told VOA that four suicide attackers were involved in the latest attack on Thursday. He said one bomber exploded himself and three others were killed in fighting with security forces. State Department spokesperson Heather Nauert.
There are some factions, some elements of the Taliban that clearly are not on board with peace. Others do want to have peace negotiations and peace discussions. Those who don't support peace, I think we are seeing them act out at this time. And that does not dissuade us from our commitment to Afghanistan or our commitment to the overall Afghan-led, Afghan-owned peace process.
On Wednesday, at least 34 people were killed in a suicide bombing attack on a school in a Shiite-dominated part of town. The Afghan Taliban has denied any role in the attack. Islamic State has claimed responsibility. Turkey has raised the stakes in its dispute with the U.S., adding more than $500 million in tariffs on a list of U.S. imports. Last week, Washington doubled its penalties on Turkish aluminum and steel exports, citing national security. The White House on Wednesday called the Turkish move regrettable. Presidential spokesperson Sarah Huckabee Sanders said they have nothing to do with Turkey's economic woes.
Certainly, we're monitoring the situation with respect to the Turkish economy and the decline of the lira, but Turkey's economic problems, those are part of a long-term trend, something of its own making and not the result of any actions the United States has taken.
Mevlüt Çavuşoğlu said that despite everything, Turkey is ready to talk about everything to solve the existing problems as equal partners with no threatening or dictating. This is VOA News. Israel on Wednesday reopened the Kerem Shalom crossing point for commercial goods into Gaza and extended the fishing zone up to 9 nautical miles off its southern coast as part of an Egyptian-mediated effort to ease tensions. Russell Stone, American University professor emeritus at the Center for Israel Studies, was asked if this is a purely humanitarian gesture.
No, it's strategic. It's not just humanitarian. It is, of course. It has humanitarian importance. But it signals a willingness to ease tensions on a formula that Israel calls quiet for quiet. If Hamas de-escalates its attacks on Israel, Israel is willing to ease its restrictions.
Egypt is attempting to pursue a longer-term ceasefire. Hundreds of protesters took part in a march of mothers in Moscow on Wednesday evening, calling for young people who were detained for being part of an extremist group to be released on the grounds of their poor health. Protesters walked under umbrellas in pouring rain, carrying soft toys, which they said represented the vulnerability of the prisoners, in particular 18-year-old Anna Pavlikova and 19-year-old Maria Dubovic. But the protest organizer, Tatiana Lazareva, said the issue was broader than the specific case of the two young women, saying she did not want similar detentions, which protesters called unjust and inhumane, to become some kind of norm. At the end of the march, protesters placed soft toys at the door of the Russia Supreme Court and chanted freedom before being moved on by police. The U.S. on Wednesday imposed sanctions on a Russian port service agency and other Chinese firms for aiding North Korean ships and selling goods to Pyongyang in violation of international sanctions aimed at ending the North's nuclear program. Cambodia's Election Commission has declared the ruling party winner of all seats in parliament following last month's elections, in which there was no opposition to longtime Prime Minister Hun Sen. Shortly afterward, the U.S. acted. Again, spokesperson Heather Nauert.
We are expanding the visa restrictions initiated on December 6, 2017, on individuals involved in the undermining of democracy in Cambodia. The expanded entry restrictions may apply to individuals both within and outside the Cambodian government who are responsible for the most notable anti-democratic actions taken in the run-up to the flawed July 29th election.
A Cambodian government spokesman predicted Thursday the restrictions will have little effect. Zimbabwean President Emmerson Mnangagwa Wednesday has filed submission in the opposition court's challenge to last month's disputed election, narrowly won by the ruling ZANU-PF party. I'm Joe Palka, VOA News.